me and Mark Norton wanted to do something. We wanted to keep the Ramrod thing going, kind of, and not that it was that closely related musically, but we wanted to stay out there and keep people's interest. So I had a bunch of songs that we worked into a set, and Rick Morris was the first drummer, and Steve McGuire and Rick Morris. And Rick was around for a while. He did a few gigs with us. And then I think what happened was he moved to California. I kind of got kicked out of my own band. What happened was my parents were going on a cruise because my Uncle Jim was the... he booked the Queen Elizabeth II for Cunard, and he was the only American on staff. And so he got a last minute thing that was a really good deal, and I think my parents didn't want to leave me. I was still living at home, that's how young we were. I don't think they wanted to leave me alone. I don't think they trusted me to be there by myself. So they basically forced me to go on this cruise, and I didn't have any money or anything, so I was like pouting the whole time and stayed in my cabin, and I didn't have any money to do anything anyway. But while I was gone, I said, hey, I got all this band stuff going on. So while I was gone, Steve McGuire got his friend Craig Peters to play guitar. I'm not sure the drummer's name. I think Steve had played with him before in a previous band. And so they, I'm not sure, they might have done a gig when I was gone. I was only gone for a week. And they threw this whole thing together. Although I think McGuire might have been conspiring before this, so